Okay, another podcast. Let's see. This is just a few thoughts here and there. Beer. I think, and this should be no surprise, that in general, European beer is better than American beer. This might be something thought of as obvious to Europeans, but they only take into account a country's most popular beers. So they compare Budweiser or Miller to whatever the most popular beer is in whichever country they're from. But in the U.S., and I'd imagine in Canada, the best beer aren't those that are most popular, but the beer from all the little breweries we have, which I would bet nowadays outnumber even what Germany has. So a lot of my favorite beers are American, even though in general or per capita, European beers are better. Also, I far prefer drinking beer here in America, not because I'm some sort of patriot, but due to the nationalist nature of Europe, and especially Poland, where I spent most of my time. Very often, there's not a big selection of imports. Where here in Vegas, we have two bars that claim to offer over 500 types of beers. Some more thoughts. The American holiday, the 4th of July. Once upon a time, this holiday meant something. It still does to a certain degree, but what people consider an American patriot nowadays isn't someone that I long to be. Nowadays, I imagine that a person that calls himself a patriot to be a guy who drives a big pickup truck, voted for George Bush, hates Germans and the French because of their stance on the war, and still doesn't admit that there was anything wrong with the war, and calls people like me unpatriotic. The problem is that I'm not at all liberal and would like to stray away from the road that European politics has taken. But they hear my views on the war, and they hear me saying that it's a good thing Obama wants to close Guantanamo, and bang, I'm a liberal. The truth is, sometimes I feel more conservative than all of these true Americans. My views are more in line with the original Americans, except for slavery, of course. The ones that were at one point afraid to even have a standing army. The ones whose philosophies inspired the world, but that America's long gone. That's the America I like. But I don't think one like that is possible when you're the world power, or when the general direction of every country is trying to gain more power and strength. If only human beings didn't look at building a country like we look at building a football team. Some more thoughts. And in the life of Chris now. So I made a terrible choice of flights when coming from Poland back to Vegas. I had to spend the night in JFK, one of the airports in New York, and had about 3 stops, and then decided to take a bus from Los Angeles to Vegas. All in all, it was about a 37-hour journey, and I brought a terrible cough with me. I'm better now, though, and I've already gotten started on the paperwork to get my wife over here. My old job's going to take me back. Of course, I have to wait for another training class to come along. And school starts in August. Right now, I'm sitting around bored, studying languages here and there, helping out my grandparents, and waiting for the next things to do to get the wife over here. Eventually, I'll have to look for an apartment and a car, but those are on the back burner for now. Well, that's about it for now. My new computer is in the mail, so hopefully I'll be able to update more and more. For now, I have to get on my brother's when it's free. So, have a great day. Thanks for listening.